Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm not sure why I wanted to play that song today. It just
you know,
felt appropriate.
Exactly. Whatever gets you going, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Are anybody else? Are you on Blog Talk Radio page? Are you looking at that where it says on air 24 hours and 43
yes.
minutes
no,
remaining?
No, actually, for me, it says on air 43 minutes left. That's it.
That's strange.
And I have the worst echo going on, and it did not happen. Until the blog talk started.
Huh. Oh, no, there we go. Now it's only 43 minutes. All right, so that's strange.
Yeah.
Woot, woot. Well, we are back.
Oh, I guess I should do the introduction. Oh, okay. introduction.
Yay!
It's August 28th, 2012, 1 month until my birthday.
Woot, woot.
Ugh.
She'll be 16, people.
I'll be 18. Get it right.
Oh, 18. No, screw that. 21, because you know you don't want to drink.
You know, not really. I think I'll stick with 18.
Well, then.
Because I was fucking hot at 18. I'm talking, like, hot.
Rawr.
What?
Rawr.
Anyway, what the hell was I saying? Oh, yes. It's the 28th of August. And it's Tuesday, so that means it's time for Picks and Easter. We have our usual bitchy selves going because, you know, we're just like that. I'm Snow White.
Yay! We love our Snow White. Or Snow White! We love our Snow White.
Snow. That's because Snow is always right. And if Snow is not right, pretend like she is.
Mm-hmm.
Corey will be here in a minute, so let me roll on by her and hit Ginger up. What's up? What's up, girl? What's your name is?
My name is Ginger of the Ghost Stars or the Rocks, depending on where you're finding me. So,
yep. Give a little plug to Corey and Ginger's store, if you would, ma'am.
Yay! All right. So, the little store Corey started, and she's nice enough to let me put my stuff in. This is Venomons? I may be saying that wrong. Are you saying that right? I don't know. Anyway, this is... Oh, hey, look. There is Miss Corey. What is she wearing today? As soon as she rises in. Oh, she is hot. Look at her.
Hot, man.
From those shoes to those pants. Oh, she even got a purse. She is.
Girl, she's always accessorized. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's been to PM too? Oh, what did you get, girl? I'm curious.
Anyway, moving on. Come on. Give the plug.
Oh,
what do you
sell? All right, so this is Vetements Inside Second Life, where Miss Corey makes baby stuff for the Zuby babies. And if you play Second Life, you know what that is. If you don't, well, you should.
They're fucking creepy. Okay.
The hats that she makes, the little bunny ears that she makes, and yes, these babies wear them and crawl around in them. And here, over here, are just a few, well, my only shoes that I make for Zubatos. Yay! And people, I put, like, just a picture with the landmark.
I said, what's up, Siba Mom?
People keep buying my picture for the little pink shoes and messaging me, these aren't shoes. Huh?
What?
Is she ignoring me?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
she's trying to get a plug to your store.
Sediments! It's awesome.
My store. It's all our store.
I don't have anything in there yet, so it's not my store.
It's still your store. Whenever you put something up, we're just waiting.
Oh, well, I'll be getting pregnancy shapes, and I'll probably do a couple of normal shapes, too, to put up there. So, women's shapes, by the way. I haven't really gotten that good at men's shapes. But women's shapes, I can make a hot woman.
That's why, you know what, I notice I do boys' shoes better than I do girls' shoes. Explain that.
That's weird.
Those hats are not going to work for me. I don't like them hats.
Which hats?
Why are you standing up on the... Really, Ginger?
What? She's having a good time. She's doing a little bar dance for you. For those of you that don't know, that is Corey / Gaminatrix, the boss lady of us all. She tells us what to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me come inside the store and get this heifer off top of this thing.
Yeah, we were showing you off a minute ago while you're standing there. What did you get from PM?
Oh, girl, that's old.
Oh, you're still carrying it around.
Oh, I almost forgot. Since it is a fashion show and it's really hard to tell what we're talking about if you can't see it, we use something called Join Me. It's a website that we go to. We hook it up, and right now it's Ginger's desktop, and there's a link in the chat room. So if you are listening to us but not in the chat room, you really need to go in there because Corey is looking banging, and Ginger has her all up on the screen.
Corey is hot. Though your pants are either not resting for me right or they're supposed to look like that.
They're supposed to look like that. That's awesome.
I'm not sure if they're supposed to look like that or not. I think they've always looked like that, so I think they are. I don't know. But
okay.
I like my whole look. That's my whole look. I'm going to tweet the thing for those who are listening out there in the what do we call it? Man, I'm fried. Just, let me just tell y'all. Oof. Oh, that's a Thursday night show. Anyway.
Oh, can I say something?
Yes, you may. Yes.
Because it is very relevant.
Okay.
Not to the show, but because of what's going on right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not a happy camper.
What happened?
It has to do with World of Warcraft.
Uh-oh. What's going on with World of Warcraft?
The clothing?
They did the pre-patch for the new expansion, Mists of Pandaria, which I'm actually excited about. I want to play it. And I have my highest level character, which is my favorite, my main, is level 85 Restoration Shaman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's badass. I mean, she's got good raid gear. She's good to go. She's badass.
Preach, sister, preach.
So I log in today after the fucking 12-hour patch, and I figure out they took away my totems.
Oh! I don't know what that means.
Whoa!
But that's not
wait, you're a shaman. How did they take away your totems?
This is what happened. They still left a few totems. But you know the ones that we put out permanently for buffs and stuff?
Yeah.
Those are gone.
So you no longer have permanent buffs?
No. And then the totems that we do put out only last between, like, I'd say 3 seconds and 20 seconds.
Oh, my God. That's
and they have a long-ass retimer.
That's totally bad, baby. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm so pissed off. They nerfed the fuck out of shamans. And I can't get my damn add-on to help to work, to help me heal, so I can't even play the new player now to get used to her.
Wow. Oh, my God. Whoa.
What is that?
Flicker, stop it.
Oh.
Sorry, Flicker decided to,
Did you pull them pictures of Flicker?
Well, I had my Flicker feed going in the background when we first started, and I forgot that
it had
video.
Flicker? She is flickering us. You see that?
I saw that.
Did you notice with the new Firestorm update, when you take a picture, you can upload it straight to your Flicker now.
Ooh, that's hot.
That takes us, that, you know what, I'm going to start, we got to start doing wedding photography so we can, we
Blizzard?
Can, Bruce.
Blizzard, you are now on my shit list. Just like Final Fantasy. Okay.
Blizzard is just ruining that. It's running it into the ground. They're just taking all the joy out of it.
Yeah, and it's so fucking easy now. You don't even have to go to your trainer to get your spells. You learn them automatically.
I told y'all that was MMO Lite. I don't know why y'all didn't listen to me.
And all the mounts you get on one character goes across your entire account, not just the server.
Oh, that's...
Account. Your achievements go across your entire account. For those of us that have been busting our asses on more than one character to get these different achievements and these different mounts and the different pets, too, by the way, the little pets that follow you around, those are also account-wide. So those of us that have been busting our asses on more than one character,
they go for
all of them now.
Oh, no, it's not gone. Damn.
They're not supposed to be having a club here.
Oh.
Do you see that hideous?
Changed your talent.
Oh,
they changed what? The talent trees?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's no good.
No, not happy. Not happy.
Well, they moved her. She moved.
I was reading the land thing. They're not supposed to have clubs here. Man, and my feet still do not match.
You
I
know what?
It might be the lighting, because I have some mesh feet, and they match usually, but if I get in certain light, they don't match anymore.
Oh, I'm glad they're gone. That was overshadowing our lovely store. We look so majestic sitting there.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right, because I've got it on medium, and I know if I turn it on high.
Okay, ladies. Y'all, we got to get this, road on the show. Okay.
All right. Let's get this road on the show.
Okay, so, of course, if you're just joining our little feedy business, or join me, you're looking at our store in Second Life, our virtual presence, the beginnings of our world domination. That's right, bitch.
Yay!
I'm not there because I'm not on the right, I'm not on the right avatar. Oh, fuck it. Hold on. I'll get on the right avatar.
So
this is Vetements, and this is the most awesome store in all of Israel.
It's the American way to say it. It's actually the
Vetements.
It's French for clothes, and we sell clothes now because Ginger put her shirt in there. But we didn't have any clothes. That's what I thought was a funny joke, that it was there was no clothes in Vetements. Do you know how many times I got asked that by French people? Yes. Qu'est-ce que c'est un vêtement? Nah. I was like, no, there's no clothes up in here. Did Papa say, yes, I speak French, but I'm speaking it back to you. I'm speaking English to you because there are no clothes in here. You fell for it. Thank you for coming by. Get out.
That's hilarious.
Peace out, bitch. All right. Hey, one of y'all want to send Snow a teleport?
Where is the Snowlicious at?
I'm chilling in the Gore Hub.
All right.
There you go. I'll bring you.
Thank you.
I'm teleporting to you. How about that? That's all kinds of wrong.
Don't be teleporting to me. You don't want to come to me. I'm in the hub. You don't want
to
go there.
I wasn't trying to. I was trying to send you a teleport. I always click the wrong thing. I'm all out of my Second Life practice. All
right, this better fucking work.
Can I talk about what not to do? I came across something yesterday, actually. And I don't know if y'all can see this picture. I hope you can.
Yes.
I'm sharing. Yes, muffin pop inside Second Life.
What the hell?
The girl had mesh pants on that are about, two sizes too small for her.
Yeah. They're not even attractive. Shape. They're not even nice
her
pants.
Her ass cheeks were hanging over the back. Her sides were hanging over the side. Her front was hanging over the front. She had a muffin top. It was the first time I had ever seen a
muffin top
inside
Second Life.
I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I messaged the girl. I was like, are you aware that those pants are too small for your Abby and you need to, you know, fix your shape to either match or the size?
Oh, my
honey,
God.
You're dancing in front of me. I stand about to your waist. I noticed.
Was she that tall?
I'm pretty darn short. No, I mean, she's
short.
Pretty tall.
See,
and
I had to zoom in this close
because she was almost on me dancing.
Oh, look at what Snow is wearing. What's up? Oh, Ginger, come back to the Second Life screen. Look at that bitch. You work.
This is not mesh except for the boots.
Work, bitch. Work. Ooh, I like that whole look.
Those boots are sexy.
Yeah, I went for the badass look.
That's a kind of a badass goth kind of. I liked that. I liked it. I'm going in circles around you. I may have to photograph you later.
I would upskirt to see if she has panties, but I'm going to be nice.
I do have panties on today.
You ain't wearing no panties. You lie. I'm all up underneath your skirt.
Look at that Abby. Abby,
hot. Bitch, you ain't got no
pretty
panties.
Hair.
It is. I like the whole look.
This is wasabi pills.
You know
that
what?
That is really pretty on you. I like it.
Look, you're missing a Mike Tyson tattoo over your eye.
Or maybe a few piercings here and there.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm being harassed. Okay, so anyway.
You make such lovely shapes. I, fought with this one all the other day, and I still hate the stupid chin on the face.
I buy them, and if Snow would actually make some, I would be broke because I would buy her shapes. She makes good shapes.
I know, right?
I made the good shape with one girl, but that takes me years.
If you tell me what kind of shape you want, do you want petite? Do you want Asian? Do you want tall? Do you want curvy?
I got an Asian girl, but I like my curvy. This probably one is the one here is close to real me. Now, of course, my stomach is not nearly that flat, but you know, I works it. But yeah, I likes it.
I'm gonna have to find the picture because I actually found a picture and of a face kind of that I wanted, and I got. Sort of. Not even really close. But I got something that kind of resembled it to me. But I'm not that good at it yet. I'm still trying. But yeah, so I was screwing around. Somebody this one. But yeah, I have no chin or something.
Okay, so now we got some things we're supposed to be talking
Girl,
about.
I could totally fix that.
You can continue to look at the Ginger. Put my link up for a second while we stand around. And if you are listening and you are in Second Life, come on by. Come on by and see what we're doing. We're not really doing anything. We're just standing around in the store. We like to do that. I'm gonna put my chairs back in here. I think I should put the chairs back in here, or some chalk or something on them.
No, I think you're fine the way it is.
I don't need a chalkboard or something. I'm mad that you're so cute, Snow. That's what I'm mad about.
What?
Why are you so cute?
All right, are we looking at the Modavia?
Modavia is from Second Life. This is actually their supermodels page, which that's the last link I was looking at, and I was like, oh, my God, this is some beautiful photography. Now, click on, just pick one. I think it's one with the blue lipstick. I think she's the one that's probably going to stand out. Oh, her. Okay, look at that. That is lovely right there.
She is gorgeous. I don't like her eyes, but yeah, I like the rest of it.
I don't like the shape of her lips.
Hey, my lips are shaped like that.
No, yours are better than that.
I mean, my real life lips.
No, yours are better than that, trust me. It doesn't match her face.
Now,
I like the whole look. I love the skin. I actually like that whole gray. I don't like her eyes. I don't like her eyes.
Pick us another one. I like her, but she's not the one where I went. Asymmetrical cut right there. You went to somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Asymmetrical cut. Which one?
Close it up. Right. Let's see. From the left, third row in, fifth picture up. From the right, honey. The other. I'm sorry. I said left.
Your other right, honey.
Yeah. Up. Now over. You scroll. Didn't you know the rule? Never scroll.
You said third up, right? One, two, three?
No.
I'm trying to control your mouth. Go up one.
Four. Now over. Two. Her right there.
Uh-huh. I like that.
That
looks like something you would see. Again, I don't like her lips. I'm sorry. They just look weird. And the nose is wrong. Okay.
I don't like the nose. Her nostrils are like so squished.
This right here is not Photoshop.
That is gorgeous, though.
For it to not be Photoshop. This is not Photoshop. But Modavia, they handle all the fashion shows and stuff. Everything we see going on in Second Life, when you see all those pictures and we're like, oh, my God, that's nice. Oh, look at those boots. Look at those shoes. They're the ones who did it. They do fashion marketing. They make a ton of cash. I don't know what we got to do to be hired or kill somebody. I don't know how we're going to do it. But they have some events going on, part of the reason why I wanted to do this. They're also doing their own Fashion Week. Remember, we were talking about Best of Second Life. Modavia has Fashion Week, too, from September 8th to 15th. And they actually...
Oh, that's nice.
Wait a minute.
That's nice. He almost looks real. That's kind of...
Oh, damn. You know that's not a girl. That's not a guy. That's a girl.
That's a girl. A girl made the avatar. I will agree with that.
A girl
he looks almost real.
He looks luscious, rare.
I just want to nibble on the bottom lip.
Yes, I want to pull on that piercing, and I don't even like piercings on men. I'll pull on it.
I do. Whew, Lord.
Look at those eyes. See, and this is what I keep going on about. Everybody, you know, updates their avatar. They update their skin. They get great skin. So many people do not update their eyes, and these eyes are just
perfect.
Beautiful.
Piercing, just rare. I like
it. He does. He looks almost real.
Blurring the line. Okay, so they've got a ton of people that's going to be at Fashion Week, and we are discussing how we're going to do this because last year we did not have BT, but we don't know. We're going to do this time. We may try to do this live. This may be ugly. So we got all of y'all. Let me see if you guys know some of these people because I know Mia Mai is there, which is one of my favorites. What about LG Concepts? Do y'all know them?
That's familiar.
LG Concepts.
I don't like that picture.
I don't like her eyes.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like her nose. It looks like the sunglasses are about to slide off of her nose because her nose looks like Michael Jackson's nose.
Yeah.
She is so snooty and so haughty and so haute couture. I love it.
Oh, no, I like the overall look of it, but there are just tiny details that I will rip apart. Like, that nose is not right.
Her neck is nice and long, like a real-life model's neck would be nice.
Yes, I like
her
that. The lips look nice.
The eyes are always what I go to first, and I don't like her
I always
eyes.
Do the eyes and then the nose and then the lips, and that's what gets me.
Her lips are pure.
Excuse me.
I'm going to need you to stop that. Who else is going to be there while you guys are watching? What about Rizzielli? Didn't I hear y'all talk about them?
Who?
Rizzielli.
Oh, there is all sorts of things wrong with that.
You got your Sia Designs, your Boudoir. Didn't I hear y'all talk about that?
Boudoir, yes. I've seen stuff. I may actually have something from Boudoir.
Boudoir is going to be in it. You got your Gask. I had some people. We're gonna have to go check these out before time and be broke. Vogue, of course, is gonna be there. Y'all know I love me some Vogue. The Vogue store. I have an avatar that never leaves the Vogue store. Every time I log on, that's where she is in the Vogue store. We pick up our free gift and then we log out because I can't afford anything in there. Hey, Orange Creations. They sell skins and haute couture. So this is gonna be an interesting. Notice there's no Hoochie on this list. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Hoochie.
Oh, Azul. I know y'all have heard of Azul. Azul, nice, right?
Zool.
Azul. There is no Dana, only Zool. We're such geeks. Okay, I like that right there, too. See that right there? You trick bitches are not looking at the screen.
Sorry, I am bleeding.
Well, stop bleeding. Look. Look at the lusciousness that is on there. I might have to make me a blonde girl. I don't think I've ever been a blonde girl.
I can't do blonde. I just don't like it. It gets on my nerves. I mean, I have actually tried to play a blonde. I honestly have. And the amount of stupidity I got in my IM. You have no idea.
Yes, I am aware. Well, I shouldn't say that. My Corey has been blonde, but, you know, a full-on blonde, green-eyed thing.
Yes,
I have never been.
I was pale with blonde hair, green eyes, and a smattering of freckles. And the amount of stupidity I got in my IMs from guys trying to hook up with me was beyond bearable. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. And I went back to being a brunette. It was horrible. Hello?
We're still here.
Oh.
I'm just wondering why. I wonder what happened to Ginger. And you're quiet. You're typing. Nobody's paying attention.
I'm not typing.
Is it Ginger typing?
It's not me.
Oh, I'm about to cut her. Ginger May. Really? Oh, my God. Oh, and she dropped. She be gone. That be weird.
Dropped? For real?
She's gone.
Damn. All right. Well.
So that is typing, you heifer. Okay.
I'm not typing. Seriously, like my fingers were not even on my keyboard. I forgot what I was saying. I know I talk about this particular store a lot, De La. But I do want to bring it up again because as I was looking through their stuff, they have some of the cutest shoes. Like mm-hmm. this one, Corey. I'll post it in chat. There. Check those out. They are adorable.
Okay, I got too many windows open. I can't even find the chat.
That's bad.
My screen is not loading. You're saying this is a bad shoe?
No, that's a good shoe. I like the design of it. I like the way it's made. The only thing that irks me are the...
Oh. Ew.
You don't like it?
No, I'm looking at the shadow on the ankle. Is that a fake foot? Whoa.
It's a fake foot. You know what? I just noticed the shadow. What is that?
It's on every foot.
Okay, never mind then. That's bad shadowing. Bad shadowing. Bad shadowing.
Didn't you just message me and say crash went boom?
She'll be back in a minute.
Oh, that was a hurt. That's going to be hurtful. She's going to be all on the high register when she come back.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
What the fuck?
We're going to get in trouble for that one. Okay, so yeah, this is... I don't know about these. No,
shadowing on what would be an otherwise good shoe.
It's I'm not sure what to make of that shoe. I'd have to see it. This is bad photography. This is bad. Somebody tried to cut it out in Photoshop. Look at the edges. They're not really sure. Why didn't you just get a bunch of people? Yeah, there's ways to do things, man. There is ways.
This is what I like about it. I like the texture of it. I like the texture of the wedge. It looks kind of cloth, like suede.
That's what I thought. It looks cloth. It does look suede-ish, yeah. But I don't know if that's on purpose or not.
I think it is.
Oh, yes, it is. It says suede and cork mm-hmm. wedge, so.
And I like the cork. It actually looks like cork. It doesn't look like just brown mush. I like the ribbon around the ankle. I've always loved that kind of shoe. I really have. And the peephole toe is cute, but I don't like the toes themselves. They look a little too big for the foot size to me.
They kind of spill over the side. That's too much shoe cleavage.
Yeah, that's way too much shoe cleavage. That means your shoe is not the right size.
What's up, Horace? All up in the chat room. Horace came to get him some fashion. He came to get his fashion on. It's all right. We know how you work. Okay. Ginger's not happy.
Is she in the high register?
I feel the high register coming from the phone. I do. She's like slowly making my way back. For those of you who are listening and not watching, I just tweeted the Join Me link. I don't know why I tweeted just the Join Me link, other than I just accidentally hit the Join Me link. I'm so sorry.
You will see something, but it won't be.
You'll see something, but you won't hear anything. How about that?
Yeah.
Good job.
Actually, that's not right because, yeah. Do you want me to do the Join Me thing real quick? Actually, no, I can't. I've got some dirty stuff up here. Meh.
You know what? Dirty South.
Dirty South.
Anyway, so I got to move on to my next thing I had. Okay. So while we wait for a
Woo, we're mating.
Clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
We have no more Join Me meetings, so I'm just going to close this up. Yeah, mind my own beeswax. I'm going to put this in the chat, so if you are listening, come on by the chat room. I want to talk about this lovely website and app that I found called Rent the Runway. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
Well, they sent me a link because I was part of Bag Borrow Steal. Or I was signed up with Bag Borrow Steal. And if you're not familiar with Bag Borrow Steal, our Pixinistas out there, some of you out there, like like us, you like your digital and your real clothes. But you cannot afford $500 for a purse, $600 for shoes, or $800 for a dress. So Bag Borrow Steal will let you rent the purse. You can have the latest Chanel, whatever it is you want to carry, for a short period of time. And then once you're done, you send it back and you get a new purse. So you just look like you're just working it. So they've done the same thing with clothes.
What?
Rent the runway. Love it, wear it, return it, bitch. Love it.
Nice.
You see that link? I love this idea. And some of these.
That is awesome.
Thousands upon dollars of dresses. Of course, I think they're going to make you sign in to get a.
Aw. Yeah.
Yeah, they
oh,
make
no, you sign. No. It's always more fun to rent with friends. I think that's fucking awesome.
So they got it's 150 designers, 90% off at the retail, 25,000 dresses. They got accessories. So you can, all of you who ever wanted to be a princess, you wanted to wear the nice big evening gown, you can't afford it, but you maybe got 75, 80 bucks you can toss down on a dress. That's hot.
And they do weddings too? Okay, that's awesome. Because, I don't see any reason to buy $1,000 wedding dress to wear one time and then you're going to put it up somewhere.
You're never going to wear it again.
No, you're not.
And I mean, they got all the good peoples up in here. The Badly Mr. The BCBC Max Maria. That's right.
Let me clear my throat. Okay.
The one that they don't have, I am not happy. I take it back.
God, you scared me.
They have it. They don't finally have some Dolce.
Oh, you and your Dolce, I swear.
I can't wear a Dolce because I am not a size zero. But,
right?
But I love to look at the Dolce. Hooker chic is always in.
It is not always in. That is just trashy.
Yes, it is.
Trashy.
I love my hooker chic. I love you, Dolce. I love you. Mm. I love you. I always loved you.
Right.
But, But don't you think this is an excellent idea? Why we never thought of this? Why we didn't think of this? I don't know.
I think we kind of did, actually.
We invented it. Should we try to get the trademark?
I think we should, because this is what we were talking about. We were like, well, if you can't fucking afford it, then...
why don't you rent it?
Right?
Okay, let me just tell them that they are wrong. Some of the pictures they got up here, people that I know are not models, and I know they wore this way back when. Who is that girl? Why do I know that girl from? Anyway...
Cut a bitch. Do it.
I don't have anything to do with me. That's her money gone. Uh-oh.
Up. Are we ready?
Uh-oh. Back away.
Is it high register time?
Uh-oh. I'm not sure. She's quiet. Ginger?
Ginger? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Oh, my God. There we go. Yay!
Waiting for it.
Are you all right, Ginger?
Yeah. Stupid Skype, locked up and locked everything else up.
She's actually calm.
I was expecting
I'm just tired to be all up in the high register.
We were expecting it too, man.
Tired. Too much too tired.
Oh, you ruined our fun. We were like, did you
get in the high hoping that it would be all up in the
We like when you get in the high register when you get mad.
I know. I would if I had more energy, but seriously, Benadryl makes me all mellow and tired and wee.
Benadryl, huh?
Yay! Yeah.
Well, you missed. We were talking about Rent the Runway. Where, let me tell Ginger, see what she thinks. You can rent designer dresses, real life, and return them. You love it, you wear it, you return it.
They already have something like that, actually. And I've forgotten what it is, but yeah, you can rent or borrow dresses, and it's kind of it's not really you rent them from the stores, but Project Closet or something is what it was called. But anyways.
Well, I'm loving this, because this is all the designer dresses.
Yeah. What have you had? You share on a website.
That's the catch, is this is more of the designer stuff.
Yeah, the high, though.
Whatever someone has in their closet.
Yeah, this one's high end, you get from your Dolce & Gabbana, your Chanel, your...
Do I need to do another join me, or do y'all have one up?
No,
you need
we didn't
to do
have
it.
One up.
Yeah.
We were scared.
All right. Let me
we were scared because we know you were going to go up in a high register, so we were cowering.
Oh, girl, I know.
She ran away from the store.
I mean, it totally locked up, and I was saying something that I thought was all kinds of witty, too, and I was like, wait a minute, y'all can't hear me, can you?
We were talking to you, too. I was like, why is she not talking? Why is she not changing the screen?
She's so quiet. What's going on?
And I said, stop typing. It was Snow typing. I'm like, no, that's not me. That's Ginger. I was like, Ginger is gone.
But I'm not typing.
Just lying.
No, it was me. It just totally locked up. It was like, wow. And then, I sat there because I was like, all right, I'm going to give it, 5 or 10 seconds. And then nothing happened. I was like, uh-oh.
You
okay,
know what?
I have something.
Week. Nothing happens again. Crap. I got a hard reboot.
Hang on.
Her avatar is kind of low-key today, Ginger's avatar.
It is. I'm a little weirded out by that. Let me show you what I got for this application thing.
Yes, ma'am.
This is what I need, because in real life, I have no fashion sense. I have, no idea how to dress myself. I mean, obviously I do, but I don't know what looks best on me. I don't know what styles to go for, and I definitely won't do any other colors. That's weird. So this particular application is one that I think I'm putting it in the chat, by the way.
Pass it to the Ginger now. She got to join me back up. Pass it.
Yeah, it's in the chat room. Just click on it.
Pass it.
Chat room. Click in.
Puff, puff, pass.
Go try it on. Oh.
This is basically, if you have something that you're trying to figure out what to wear, which is basically me whenever I go out, I have no idea what to wear. So when I go shopping, I'm like, God, this looks like shit. And I'm like, no, it looks great. No, it looks like shit. You can actually take a picture of it, and you can have people give you advice on what it is, what to add, and everything like that. So this is perfect.
Oh, that is lovely.
Right? This is so good. And this is especially right if you're trying to coordinate with a bunch of friends, like if you're going to some sort of
We'll be going. Yeah, we would be going.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be like, girl, what you wearing? Don't be wearing the same shit as me. Oh,
I'm wearing black. I'm going to wear black.
More of you guys, real life, more of you guys need this. Because
yes.
I don't know how many guys I see walking around. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah. Did you really put that on?
Yeah, it's a running joke with my real life person. Anyways, never match. Ever.
ever.
I'm like, what are you wearing? Is that cut-off camo pants? And oh, no.
The lime green hat? What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, now that you said that, we've said this before. Some of you guys out there, you're geeky, and that's fine, but you need to learn how to make your geek work for you.
Yes.
You got on a T-shirt. Yes, if you got a T-shirt on and you're going out to dinner with your girl, you don't show up with just a T-shirt on. Throw a little jacket over it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go without your socks and your jeans and your T-shirt. You throw a jacket on, it makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. You can mess your hair up. If you don't have long hair, throw a little hat on, a fedora. See, I just gave you a whole outfit right there.
Exactly.
No. Not everyone can pull off the fedora, though.
Everybody can pull off a fedora if they know how to work it right.
No. I have no. Mm-mm.
Who you saw that couldn't pull off a fedora?
Girl, it is all about attitude. Some guys just don't have the attitude to pull off a fedora.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean by attitude. But I'm talking about just the look. If you don't have the attitude, keep your mouth shut and work it out.
Because I have some guys wear fedoras, and then I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Shut your mouth.
Basically. Yeah, sometimes you just shut up and look pretty. There you go, boys.
Shut up, look pretty. All right. I didn't bring an app to the table today. I'm so sorry. I was unprepared. But I did bring one of my most favorite stores. I have so much from the store. Oh, my God. Seriously, I've been begging this chick to let me blog for her for, like, forever. But she's very, very, very picky. One of these days, she's going to say yes. But this is Cheeky.
Ooh, that is
And
cute.
She makes...
That looks like Snow's.
That is totally me.
All that's you.
Yeah, like this top right here, I'm in love with this. I haven't bought it yet.
No. I want to see the one on the girl.
Mesh.
Show it on the girl. Show how it shows off her figure, because that's nice.
That's
hot.
So cute. So sexy. I love it.
I don't like her.
The bra is mesh. The top is mesh.
I don't like her face. I don't like the nails, but I like the shirt.
Yeah.
Her hair color and the shirt is working.
I want to know where she got pants. I have not seen those pants.
I like the pants, too.
But, yeah, I love.
Is that free? Is she giving that away for free?
No, that's a demo,
honey.
I was like, oh. I like that sexy scarf shirt because I could wear that in Gore if I ever become a slave. That's hot.
And they have them in all kinds of different colors, too. Some with patterns, some with not. I love the lazy pants because I actually wear one of my favorite pair of pants in real life is the lazy pants. I'm so sorry. I love those. And they look awesome. A friend of mine got them. They actually do look like lazy pants. Usually you get those and they're all warped weird and fit.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, she makes jackets and tops and skirts. That skirt is cute, by the way.
I like that jacket, the leather jacket.
Yeah, that is
and
hot.
I like
that's something I would wear, too.
It's a simple blazer. Go to that simple blazer right there.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cute.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, guys. See that shirt right there with the jeans on looks busted, but if you throw a jacket on with anything, it works. It works for men and women.
Yes.
You throw a jacket on, and it works.
But it has to be a fitted jacket. It can't be some big monstrosity you dragged out of your damn
closet. And be your UT at Austin sweatshirt. It does not, no.
No.
I mean, these are so cute. All right, I have to say, though, people, these pants, stop wearing them. All right, I know I have to.
In real life, too. Stop it.
Real life, too. Stop it. I know. I was like, you know, I've never seen these in real life. No, I finally did. I finally saw them in real life the other day. People
I saw them, too, in 1995. They
those are not a new style, and they have never been attractive.
No.
Ever.
I had a pair in 1995, too, and I said, this is not cute. And I never wore them again. They had the audacity.
Like hammer pants.
Look, and they had the audacity to be Paisley in 1995.
Yeah, I was like, seriously.
That dress
like, oh,
is
oh,
so
oh,
cute.
This one?
Yes.
Go back over to the June dress. That one, yes.
I have that. It is so cute.
That is so cute. Is that mesh?
Yes, it is mesh, and it
I'm
is very form-fitting.
Shopping.
It's actually very reasonable. I want to say this is only like 120 linden.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very nice. I love it. I love her. She just came out with this yesterday. I think it's so cute. I haven't gotten it yet.
I wonder how come she's not going to be in Fashion Week.
That's what I've noticed. A lot of these kind of grunge, not really grunge, but...
I lost the screen! There it is.
Regular clothers, I guess?
It's not like
aren't
that.
In these.
Oh, you said, no, not haute couture. Well, they have fashion shows, they used to. I used to see a lot of them on YouTube, but they don't so much anymore.
I see one every once in a while with Dead Dolls. Dead Dolls? Yeah, I think it's Dead Dolls.
Yeah, she does.
Like, a year.
Well, she does both, though. She does haute couture and she does regular clothes.
Yeah.
Go down.
Give me the next page or what?
Yeah, next page, because I don't like any of that shit.
She's got like 15 she's got a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand, some of them different colors of the same thing, though.
Well,
like, not all.
Yeah, I wish they would.
Oh, I like that simple short top, though. That's hot.
Yeah, that's
hot, dude.
I don't like that.
I do.
That's too much skin real estate right there at the bottom.
Well, that's because she's got the wrong pants on.
It's not the pants, it's the shape. Why are you going to be that small on top and that big on the bottom? That don't look right.
It's also the way she's standing. She's kind of leaning back some.
Yeah.
And that'll make your tits look smaller than your hips anytime if you take it the wrong if you take the
I know,
the wrong
thing,
angle.
Yeah, the thing closer to the camera looks the biggest.
Right.
But, oh, hey there.
Ooh.
Dead middle, you know, the red. Come on now. No, on the red. Yeah, baby. Bring it up.
Okay.
Oh, the work.
And that is another one of the sporty overalls that she just
I don't like the word.
Oh, I thought
it was
like
a dress. On it.
I do
not like clothing with words. If I ever have a child and she tries to go out the house with words on her ass, I will ground her for a month.
And she's going to be like, Mommy.
Well, like I said, you see 160 Linden, which
that's
is 99 cents USD. No, all of her stuff is very reasonable, and I love it. Wait, she got a gun belt? Oh, my God.
That short mesh sweater, that's cute.
That's adorable. No, the other one.
Wait,
picked on the wrong thing.
The wrong one. This one?
Yes.
Yeah, this is one of her first mesh things that she put out.
That is cute.
Gorgeous.
I hate those pants, though.
I don't like the pants either.
Yeah.
I don't like pants in real life either.
I don't like anything that low. If your cunt lips are showing, too low.
You said this to you. Wait.
I know you hate that word, but I love it. I love that word.
No, I don't hate it. I just like to be used in proper places. It's almost time for us to go, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
It is, unfortunately.
Oh, let me
I have to talk about real quick. LOQ hair. I just discovered them the other day. That's the hair I'm wearing.
And I just want to point out to anybody who might be listening and like, well, this isn't very relevant to me. Pretty much everything we say on the show is relevant to real life if you take our advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I started doing my hair real life from styles that I found inside Second Life.
Yes.
That's what I said. I cut my real hair like my avatar's hair, but it's grown out. But I may go get, scroll up. I see a new haircut. Scroll up. Right there.
Like
there you go. LAQ.
Like
there
it.
You go. Oh, yes. That is so me.
That
oh, yes.
is you. Yeah, it is.
Yes, I can throw. You don't have to throw my hair to the side. I like that.
You see the analog dog had new hair out today?
I am not talking to
hair.
You. Do not mention analog dog to me. Every time you talk to me, you try to get. No.
Okay.
Anyway, no.
Okay. All right, children. That's going to be all for today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play some music in the background. Hopefully it plays. tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey to the news. And then on Thursday, we will have our regular show where we are always off the hook. Always.
Put our sword back up.
There we go.
All right. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't. That's how we roll. Say good night, bitches.
Good night.
Good night, bitches. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna feel you for me inside.
Remember, bitches, high fashion is a privilege, not a right. You have to earn it. Work!